Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. One of the great things about these Power Four games that the SEC requires is we get to have some new teams on the schedule and we get to meet some new people here on Thunder and Lightning. Randy Johnson joins us now from the Minnesota Star Tribune, covers the Golden Gophers up there. And when I look at this Golden Gopher team from a year ago, I see a pretty good football team. They were really tough to beat at home. They've got some good pieces there. But at the same time, I see a team that Mississippi State athletically should be a little bit better than, but it'll come down to some other things. What is the strength of this year's Minnesota team, in your opinion?
I'd start with probably they got a quarterback in Drake Lindsey, second year as a starter. He was pretty impressive as a redshirt freshman last year. They have an improved offensive line. That's going to be the key this year. They were not very good on the offensive line last year, and that hurt their running game quite a bit. Lindsey was still able to pass decently. He had 18 touchdown passes, 6 interceptions, but the offense just didn't produce as much as they needed. It was kind of exposed in some of their bigger games. They basically Ohio State, Iowa, and Oregon, they were outscored 125-19. So they had trouble with those teams on the road too. So that made it a little tougher, but they should be pretty stout at defensive end. They got an All-America candidate in Anthony Smith. He'll be very good, but they have good depth behind him. On the other side, they have a transfer from Cal, T.J. Bush Jr., who's been wreaking some havoc during training camp. They have good safeties. Kerry Cooks is one of the better ones on the team. They have some weaknesses. Their interior defensive line, they're going to be going with young guys in there. They lost quite a few snaps from that position. They're filling a corner position. But overall, they have a good number of players coming back, and I think they're a team that should be pretty decent. Kerry Brown, by the way, is the safety. I identified him there.
So you mentioned that the Minnesota running game last year just really wasn't up to par. And you look at this team, they didn't really attack that in the transfer portal. Looks like most of the offensive linemen from a season ago are back. Is this just a situation where PJ Fleck believes, hey, look, we got these guys in their program, we'll develop them, and this year they're going to be better? Or did they just miss on some guys, and that's a real concern for you coming in?
Well, a lot of problem right back, too, along with the line not blocking quite as well as they needed to, was Darius Taylor, their running back, who's been basically a starter since his freshman year. He was hurt for a good chunk of the season, and that slowed him a bit. When he's healthy, he's very good. He's had a couple of 200-yard games. He led the Big Ten in receiving yards by a running back as a sophomore. So he has some pretty good potential that they can do some things with him in the passing game too.
From a big play standpoint, looking at this receiver core, that is where, when you look from a transfer perspective, bringing in Noah Jennings from Charleston Southern, who was 14 yards a catch for them a season ago, looks like a couple of true freshmen might be in the mix there as well. For Minnesota, can this be a passing attack that takes the top off of a defense?
We're going to see that. I think they're counting a lot on Drake Lindsey. They're also counting on a guy who'll be third year sophomore this year, Jalen Smith, Minnesota kid out of Mankato. He came on really strong last year. He had a really good bowl game. Basically two touchdown catches as they beat New Mexico in overtime in the Rate Bowl. They replaced their wide receivers coach with Isaac Fruchty, who's a former Gophers player, former Minnesota Vikings player. He was the offensive coordinator in North Dakota, and he's he's made a difference there, it seems, so far during spring ball and training camp. They feel like he's helped develop the depth there pretty well.
So you mentioned Anthony Smith, and then like any scouting report, we're talking about Minnesota, he's got to be the first guy that you circle. 12.5 sacks last year, 17.5 tackles for loss, easily one of the top, I mean, the preseason Big Ten defensive player of the year for this upcoming season. Mississippi State's biggest question mark coming into the season is its offensive line. They were awful against the pass a season ago. They gave up so many sacks. Smith is obviously a great player. Who else complements him on that gopher defensive line?
I would say another one, another end is Carter Mentz. He'll be a junior this year. He came on strong, pretty good last year. Kind of a not the biggest guy in the world, but good leverage, good first step. He just gets himself, he just gets around the quarterback, finds that ball.
Defensively in the secondary, Mississippi State is a team that loves the big play. They want to throw the ball down the field. They're going to bring a lot of speed to Minnesota in their receiving core. Is this Gopher secondary up to that challenge?
That's something we're going to see. That's where I'm a little concerned there. They got to replace the starter at cornerback. They lost a really good safety in Coy Parrish to the transfer portal to Oregon. They like what they've brought in there, and then especially in the transfer portal, they always seem to get a pretty good D back out of the FCS ranks and things like that. They can't shop at the high-end stores of the world, but they seem to do a good job of finding guys who can contribute and develop.
This Minnesota team was undefeated at home a season ago. Probably their best win at home, if you made me pick, is the one over Nebraska, where they really dominated the Cornhuskers up there in Minneapolis. This is, it's an interesting situation for Mississippi State coming into they played a lot of hostile environments, but this is a brand new environment to them. None of these players will have ever played. I don't know how many of them have ever been this far north in their entire life. So.
It's kind of interesting because this is the Gophers' first home game against an SEC team since Vanderbilt in 1959.
Oh, wow.
The last time played an SEC team overall was after the 2019 season. They beat Auburn in the
In the bowl game,
Outback
I remember
Bowl,
that. Yeah.
finished number 10 in the country that year.
That was a good team.
Yeah, very good team.
And of course, the other thing from Mississippi State perspective is it's so hot down here, Randy. I know I'm up in Minnesota. What's the high today in Minnesota? I got to know.
It's today it's in the it's going to get near 80. It's like about 78, 79, 80 right in there. It's pretty windy, so it's a little cooler, but a little humid too.
Oh, a little.
August can tend to get a little bit, late August especially, can tend to get a little bit overcast
Yeah.
and humid at times. But it northern part of the state, late last week we had an overnight at Lake of the Woods, which is the very top of the state, of 35 degrees overnight. So we're not getting that here yet, but
No, 35 in August. It's
if we had
92 here,
winter like we
Randy.
had last year, everything would be fine. It was pretty mild.
Yeah.
Didn't start too early, and we always get in the middle of winter, we'll get a week of 10 to 15 below, that type of
Oh
thing.
my
You
gosh.
get
Yeah.
through that or time your vacation well, then it's not so bad.
It's 92 here today, and that's actually bringing it down a little bit from where it was earlier last week, where it was in the high 90s every day. So, but that's my point. It's like for Mississippi State, this is going to be like a vacation in terms of weather. Just the week one playing in this heat and then coming up to Minnesota. I wonder if that helps their conditioning or not. But just for what made Minnesota, so difficult at home last year, that felt like a team that they really did a good job defending their home field.
Yeah, I just think they just were a little bit sharper at home, and the schedule itself too was a bit easier than what they had on the road. Nebraska, they've pretty much owned Nebraska since PJ Fleck took over as coach. He's only lost once to them, and they've won six in a row against the Huskers. So that's one where that rivalry's kind of flipped over the years. Nebraska trying to get back up there, and they don't play this year, so that's one where Nebraska misses the Gophers. They won't have a chance to get any revenge against them.
Is that a trophy game?
It is not a trophy game. I
Ah.
it well technically it's not an official trophy game. They do play for a trophy called the Bits of Broken Chairs. It was a kind of a kicker mascot starter thing where it, and some money goes to charity over it. It's kind of a cool
Wow.
deal. But yeah, the Gophers do have, they have four trophy games.
Yes.
They're all four of them are on the schedule this year.
All right.
They'll play the newest one is the Governor's Victory Bell against Penn State. That dates back to 93
When
when
they
Penn
joined.
State joined the Big
Yeah.
Ten. Their first opponent was the Gophers that year, so
I
they
got
did a trophy game. They'll play Michigan here for the Little Brown Jug.
you.
They'll play Iowa here for Floyd Rosedale. It's a statue of a bronze
Yes.
hog, and then
The
they
axe.
finish the Stetson for Paul Bunyan's axe.
Yeah. This is my favorite part of Big Ten football are all the trophies. And Minnesota has my two favorites with Floyd of Rosedale and Paul Bunyan's axe. I absolutely love those. For
Yeah,
Mississippi
those
State.
are I would say those are the ones that are the ones that they want to win the most,
Yeah.
and they had a 14 game losing streak to Wisconsin that they broke in PJ Fleck's second year here. Against Iowa, it's been a little tougher. They've only won once in nine chances against the
Oh, gosh.
Hawkeyes.
So, from a Mississippi State perspective, we've been talking about this game this offseason. I think if Jeff Lebby doesn't find a way to win this game, it's going to be tough sledding for him, to say the least, the rest of the way. Mississippi State fans, they need to build some. Mississippi State needs to build early season momentum. The middle of their schedule is incredibly tough. From the Minnesota perspective, how crucial is this game to what the Gophers want to do the rest of the season?
Well, I think it's a pretty important one of your swing games in there. You know, it's if they want to build off an they were 8-5 last year, 8-4 in the regular season. If they want, or excuse me, 7-4, 5 in the regular season, 8-5 overall. If they want to get to 8-4 in the regular season, or 9-3, or even somehow 10-2, that's pretty lofty. But that's a game they need to win. They got to go to Indiana this year. They go to Penn State. They have Iowa and Michigan here, so it's a challenging schedule, but it's one that if they can win the close games like they did a good job of that last year. If they can win the close games, they have a good shot to say going 8-4, and then if things go well, say they win three of the trophy games, get to 9-3. That would be a pretty good year.
I
I
agree.
know fans are they loved the year in 19 when they finished 11-2 and number 10 in the country, and they want more of that. It's Minnesota isn't a place where in the last 40 50 years where they've had a ton of success, but it's under Fleck they've got a lot more stability now, and it seems like he's done a pretty good job getting them raising the floor for certain, and I think people want to see him raise that the ceiling too.
2:30 kickoff on September the 12th up in Minnesota. CBS game. Mississippi State fans, we've always wanted to be a 2:30 kickoff on CBS back in the day and never got them. We'll take this one for this game in Minnesota. Randy, really appreciate your time today, man. We'll talk to you again maybe in a few weeks when we
Okay.
get ready to set this one up.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.